Jim Ryan and Rod Blagojevich offer distinct philosophies when it comes to economic development, and the differences stem from their bases of support. Traditional business groups tend to support Ryan, and Blagojevich has used labor unions as his base. Frequently, their stands fall in line with those of their backers, although the focus gets blurry in certain areas. Blagojevich promises to create 250,000 new jobs. Many would come as a result of O'Hare Airport expansion, something he supports and Jim Ryan opposes for the most part. The Chicago Democrat also says 15% of those new jobs will be downstate, some as a result of the state providing venture capital and technical assistance to business. Jim Ryan, who's been the Illinois Attorney General, on the other hand, does not come out and promise a specific number of jobs.
Government doesn't create jobs. Maybe we talk about it, but actually businesses create jobs. What government can do, and what I will do as governor, is to create an environment that encourages job growth and corporate investment and more jobs in Illinois.
Jim Ryan also proposes venture capital programs, and he supports keeping or expanding a number of existing tax credit and job assistance programs. Ryan puts a big emphasis on making sure the business climate is good in Illinois. He vows not to raise taxes and not to sign into law any anti-business legislation. One thing that Jim Ryan would not do is sign an increase in the minimum wage. It's something Democrat Rod Blagojevich is pushing. He says the minimum wage in the state should go from $5.15 per hour to $6.50.
That's as much a part of my campaign for governor as my plan for venture capital to help the private sector. Because I believe working people should be able to benefit from our economy, and that if they're getting paid more money, they've got more money in their pockets, they can go to retailers and spend more of their dollars.
And since Blagojevich is an advocate for organized labor, he supports legislation many business groups don't want to see on the books, including a law to make it easier for injured workers to sue. Yet the Democrat is trying to put a better face on for Republican business leaders, where he doesn't sound as much like someone who will be militantly opposed to the management's proposals.
But it's very important for us to realize that working people have jobs when businesses do well, and we have to be sensitive to the need to grow the economy through the private sector. And the last thing I want to do is create a climate in Illinois that is threatening to the business community, because that would not be good for working people.
But the State Chamber of Commerce does not like Blagojevich's pro-labor views. They, along with the state's manufacturers, are supporting Ryan. Chamber Chairman Doug Whitley says in a year where Democrats could sweep control of the legislature, a Republican is needed in the governor's mansion.
Without Jim Ryan in the governor's office, no elected official in this state will assume the responsibility to say no to profligate spending, to say no to anti-business legislation, to say no to higher taxes, and no to unrealistic expectations of public employee unions.
Not all business groups fall into the Ryan camp. The state's retailers, while against Blagojevich's stance on the minimum wage, endorse the Chicago congressman. That group's leader says retailers are worried about more than just the minimum wage, and they say Blagojevich can help retail stores in cutting red tape that retailers must deal with in various parts of the state. Each candidate differs at least to some degree on O'Hare Airport expansion. Blagojevich is in full support of the current proposal to add more runways at O'Hare. Ryan says that project is too big and he wants to save the homes in the nearby communities. Both are touting the Illinois coal industry and pledge their support to try to bring back jobs to southern Illinois. Both are supportive of more job training programs involving community colleges. Ryan also wants to set up a council of economic advisors to help with policy for improving the state's business climate. In a race with an apparent pro-business and pro-labor candidate, it may be a clear choice for many who have direct interest in those areas. For the candidates, promising job creation at a time of job loss could prove to be far more difficult than just putting a plan on paper. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.